Welcome to the Health Code Podcast. I'm Sarah, otherwise known as Sarah's Day, and I'm a health and fitness YouTuber.
And I'm Kurt, professional photographer and content creator, or also known as Sarah's boyfriend.
We're here to help you crack the code to a healthy and fit lifestyle.
We're going to be talking all things health, fitness, relationship, lifestyle, and career.
So it's time to grab your code books because we're about to spill some serious tips.
Really? That sounds so bitchy. Welcome to the podcast with Sezzy and Kurt.
No.
Yeah, I get to intro this time. What? We agreed on this.
No. What?
Yeah, we totally agreed on this.
No.
Yes.
Okay. No.
Yeah, ready?
Scrap. No.
Ready?
No.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to our podcast today. It is Kurt here, and I am so excited.
The reason he's speaking so fast is because you don't want me to chop in.
Yeah, exactly. Because you have a tendency of chopping in.
I'm the narrator. We established this in episode one. Gosh. Welcome to episode two of the Health Code Podcast. Woo!
Yay!
You guys didn't see, but like Kurt just gave me the biggest eye roll ever.
It was enormous.
You're dead to me. Before we begin, you guys loved last time how we talked about our attire.
Oh, yes.
I'll let you take this one off.
Okay, so I went to the shops this afternoon to buy us dinner, and I decided to get myself a new yellow obnoxious t-shirt, hashtag fashion.
I thought you were joking. When you came and showed me this, okay, by the way, it's disgusting. It's like not even yellow. It's like vomit mustard.
No, it's amazing.
But it says the word fast delivery in red. I thought, no, honestly.
Have you seen the back? Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror behind you right now.
Oh, it says fast delivery in bold. It's disgusting. Because when I came out of the shower, whatever I was doing, there was a delivery at the door. So I was like, oh my gosh, maybe it was like a bonus thing and they gave you a shirt, but you paid for that shirt.
Yeah, well, I got a 2-for-1 deal. Like, I'd be stupid not to get a yellow fast delivery t-shirt.
It's disgusting.
It's amazing. It's so good. And I'm wearing my red sliders and socks. You all love the sliders and socks. So we're back and we're going to be doing it every week. In fabulous style.
I hate it. I hate everything about this trend. Okay, I'm in sliders as well, but mine are fuzzy and pink, so like it's irrelevant.
Yeah, well, where's your socks? See, you need to jump on the bandwagon. Everyone's all for it.
I'm in a jumper and I'm already really hot, but like
very warm.
I feel like I look cute like this.
Yeah, you got a nice space jumpsuit on, I was going to say. It's not a jumpsuit at all. It's just pajamas.
It's just pajamas. And I also have a hair mask in while we're at it.
You look fabulous.
Thanks.
Yeah, don't expect that at all.
No. I feel like we maybe shouldn't do podcasts at nighttime because number one, I'm so full. And number two, I'm like winding down for bed and I've got my hair mask
but
in.
This is when the silly times happen. Always.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. So before we jump into today's topic, which is, are you training hard enough? We thought we would just do a little weekly wrap. And this is going to be a weekly thing, obviously, hashtag weekly wrap. And we just talk about the week that was, and it's like notable moments, highlights, bad things, and just like stories. This is just like a story time section.
I like it. I like it. And I think we need a little music montage at the beginning of it too. Yes. So let's insert that right now. The
weekly wrap! Yeah! That was the best thing ever.
Right?
Okay. I'm so excited now. Okay. So can I start?
Yeah, you start. You start.
Okay. My weekly wrap. Let's start with Easter.
Hey.
Woo! I love Easter.
P.S. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter, everybody. Okay. The most important part about Easter is the aftermath. And for me, my skin, you guys, you know that skincare is like one of my favorite topics. And my skin is so bad right now. I ate so much chocolate. I literally have a planet on the side of my face. Like I wish I was kidding, but just go onto my Instagram and I'm sure I've got an Instagram story of it somewhere. It's like full on massive. The guy at the gym was like, oh, did you get bitten by a mosquito? And I was like, what? He's like, on your face. And I was like, oh, kill me.
I like to call it Uranus because you're a butthead.
I know you. You've been saving that joke since my parents' house.
I have been. Yes, I've just held off right until now. It's been brutal. I'm just trying to wait for the perfect moment to let like the planet Uranus joke, classic from primary school.
You said it to my mom the other day.
Oh, because you asked me what my favorite planet was. Of course, Uranus.
You're an idiot. Anyway, our Easter was so much fun. We dressed up as bunnies. We jumped in the pool.
Classic.
If you missed that, go to my YouTube channel, go to my vlog, Sarah's Day, and you can watch it all there. I would say the highlight of my week. Oh, no. Actually, something really sad happened this week. My camera broke.
Oh, was that this week?
That was this week. It was really, oh, I know.
Yeah, it was really sad.
But honestly, okay, for everyone asking, I used to use a Sony A5000 for my vlogging camera for my YouTube channel. And that singular camera has been the same camera I've had throughout my whole YouTube career.
Yeah, as long as I've known you, you've had that camera.
Yeah, that was my first ever vlogging camera and my first ever like tutorial and everything. And the other day I brought it to the gym and I was filming my workout and it broke.
Devastating.
Devastating.
Yeah. And what were you doing with it? Why did it break? And who could have possibly stopped that from happening?
You.
Exactly.
Why didn't you stop it?
Because I told you, don't put it up on the squat. So says he had it wrapped up on the squat rack, which moves,
live
by the way.
On the edge. Don't let
And I come over and I go, that is the worst place you could possibly put your
blame
camera.
Blame my dad, because he raised me with the saying, don't let fear hold you back, doll. That's what he would say. He'd say, Sarah, I dare you to jump off the wall. Don't let fear hold you back. Don't be a fairy. And that's why I am the way I am today. Story time with Sezzy. Oh, and actually, another little quick story time. We just had dinner before we started this podcast. And I was like, oh, Kurt, are you excited for our podcast? Are you excited to have banter? And he was like, don't talk to me right now. I can't give you banter. I was like, what? He's like, I need to save it.
I was getting in a podcaster's mindset.
You are such a diva. Everyone thinks the girl's the diva. Kurt is literally sitting there with his stupid yellow fast delivery shirt, his sliders.
Looking fabulous, may I add.
No, eating your dinner so slow like a turtle. You're honestly like a grandpa. And being, don't talk to me. I'll talk to you in the podcast with your stupid French accent.
Yep, yep. And this is what I've been dealing with all week. This aggression. It's been all week. She's just been in this power trip. All week. So last night, you know, obviously starting project comeback, I'm eating a lot more protein. You know, when you eat a lot more protein, your farts smell. Let's be honest.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, you're welcome. And the other night, about to jump into bed, Sarah goes, oh, there's washing in the machine. Can you put it on the line? And then just looked at me. And then instead of saying anything else, like this power trip that just came over her, which I've been dealing with for the whole week, she decides to text message me. And instead of saying anything, I'm like, I'm standing right here at the door. You can talk to me. And she just looked at me with this like gaze that was like eating away at my soul. And I crumbled. And I ended up getting the washing out. And I thought, no.
I'm crying. This is so true. I literally maintained eye contact the whole time. Yeah.
And just
sent a brutal text.
It was one after the other.
The washing on the line.
Why have you not left yet? Phone, meanwhile, is just going ding, 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 ding. Oh, my gosh. This is insane.
Power player.
Yeah.
Power player.
Yeah. Massive power play. So, anyway, I'm putting the washing up and I'm like, this has to stop. She thinks she's in control of me right now.
The queen
she's
of the castle.
That's it. I could feel it coming on. It was brewing in my stomach. I grab my phone out of my pocket. I think about going into the room to let an almighty fart rip.
By the way, I've just spent an hour making sure our whole house smells amazing with incense and candles and spray. Like, this is a full-time job.
Don't care. I'm thinking about it. What do I do? I pull the phone out. I hit record message. Let out an almighty fart and send it as a text message to Ceci. I literally was in tears of laughter. Like, it was that's probably the most disgusting thing I've ever done. Farted into my phone and sent it to you as a text message.
Two farts to their phone and sent it to their girlfriend who's waiting in bed for them.
That's taking our relationship to a whole new level. Well, you know, you won't make me do the washing at late at night anymore.
Do you know what I thought it would be? Because I was mad and I was like, death's joking you. I thought you were going to send me like a cute little, I'm sorry, Sezzy. So I open this audio message and it's like, oh, don't tell. Kurt is scrolling his phone right now. I feel like this is dangerous.
Hang on a second. I'll just get the text message for you to all experience.
Oh my gosh.
Do they go away?
They go away. Oh. That's so sad, guys.
I'll just do a voice one just for audio. Okay, we're going to stop this topic right now.
Anyway, so that was the nice highlight of our week. It was hilarious.
It was so funny.
Good times. Actually, speaking of poops, can we just quickly just talk about that for a second?
Okay.
This, honestly, I'm just going to be real with you for a second. Now that I feel like you're my soulmate, so I feel like I can totally open up to you.
Oh, wow.
And, like, you'll just be with me forever, you know?
Yes.
Why are you giving me those maybe eyes?
Continue.
Okay. When we first started talking about moving in together, I didn't want to because I just didn't want to poop in front of you.
And I knew it.
Yeah. I'm actually serious.
You're like, a nervous pooer.
Yeah. But like the other way, like I can't poop if I'm nervous. I'll get blocked up for weeks.
Oh, so when I said the comment to you about the little chicken nuggy left in the toilet the other day, did that affect you? I come home from a work business trip and I go into the toilet.
No, I want to die. What are you doing?
And there's a little chicken nugget left in the toilet. A little sezzy nugget. You did well. At least you got something out, Sarah. She's all right, we've lost Sarah. I'm sorry. Be proud. Let it be known. You poo in the toilet.
At least you still love me. But no. Seriously, okay, yes. That was like, oh my gosh, I'm actually sweating. That was like the most embarrassing moment of my life.
That was pretty funny though. I laughed.
Anyway, oh my gosh. This is the worst night of my life. Anyway, seriously though, like that is something that people don't talk about. And me and my friends, well, actually, I asked a few of my friends who live with their boyfriends and I was like, okay, like, can we just be real with each other? How do you poo in front of your boyfriend? And they were like, what do you mean? I'm like, as if this did not cross your mind. I was so nervous. I asked my cousins. My cousin, if she's listening to this, she knows exactly what cousin she is. Because I sat her down and I was like, when you moved in with your husband, how did you do this? Like, how did you chill out and poop and like accidentally maybe make noises in front of him?
Yeah, on that topic. But look, if you're a girl and you're a little bit worried about pooping in front of your boyfriend, at first, I'll admit it's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm really sorry to cut you off for a second, but this is a reminder to everyone and you. We need to do a podcast just about boyfriend tips and like me asking you questions about what girls think that guys care about and you like totally debunking that. Because when we first started going out, do you know, oh my gosh, not even us moving in together, but me pooping at your apartment with your old roommate. That's why I didn't want to sleep over. Kurt, your bathroom door didn't shut.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And you didn't
true.
Have toilet paper.
I'm sorry. It was a bachelor pad, batchy pad.
Anyway, continue. Boys don't care. Is that what you were saying?
Pretty much. That was all I was going to say. To be honest, we don't care. I found it hilarious when I came home.
What if you hear me fluff?
I don't stand next to the door and listen. So don't worry. I don't want to listen to you poo.
I want to be beautiful and pretty.
You always will be in my eyes. It's a natural thing.
Even when I
accidentally.
We're both
sporty people who eat a lot of food and have high fiber diets. It's good for the bowels.
Yeah. What if I accidentally fluff in the sheets?
You do that nightly. That's your place to fart. I know it.
I know.
How have we turned this into a night about talking about poo and farts?
I'm really sorry.
We have a really childish mind.
Sorry. Okay. Do you want to give your little weekly wrap up or are you good?
Yeah, that was it. That was just, look, guys, take authority. Fart into a text message and send it to your missus.
That is the worst advice I've ever heard in my life. Anyway, moving on. Today's topic is going to also coincide with today's code. So like we mentioned in the last episode, you guys should now have your code books because every single episode will be each saying a code that has to do with the topic. So today's topic is, are you training hard enough? So, Curtis, Kirtle the Turtle, my BFFL boyfie, love you. My question to you to start off this topic is, how many times a week do you work out?
Right now, I'm working out 5 times a week with my gym training. Yeah. And then maybe a 6th time if we get lucky. But right at this point in time, 5 days a week and 2 rest days. And on those rest days, I'm trying to actually rest and not do exercise. A little bit of light exercise like walking, and that's fine though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because this is your project comeback. So this is you like ripping in right now.
Yeah. Right now, my main goal, I think we spoke about last week, is to build as much muscle as possible and try not to get my heart rate up too much and obviously like lose too much weight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Sarah?
To be honest, I wish I could say I work out 5 times a week, but I'm pretty sure I work out 6.
Yeah.
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 And I don't mean that in an unmaintainable way, but we'll get into that further into the podcast. But just being totally honest and transparent, yeah, I train 6 times a week.
Yeah. But not every single one of them are gym sessions, are they?
Yeah. That's what I mean. I'll get into that deeper, but like physical activity-wise, 6 times a week.
Yeah.
So I want to play a little game.
Okay.
To really understand if we are training hard enough and to explain our opinion to our listeners, we're going to play a little scaling game. So from scales 1 to 5, we're going to rate our workouts of the week. So 5 being intense. I mean like red zone. So red zone meaning the hardest workout of your life. You want to die. You leave the gym giving nothing more. Like you have nothing left to give.
Yep.
Number 1 being more of like an active recovery, beach walk, stretch, kind of thing like that.
Yep.
So from scales 1 to 5, and you're saying you're working out, what, 5 times a week?
Yeah.
How many of those workouts would be a 5?
Probably none of them.
Really?
Probably none of them are a 5 right now. Whereas I would put 5 in a bit more of a cardio category.
Yeah.
At the moment, it's more about muscle fatigue and not necessarily heart rate up and feeling like absolute exhaustion.
Yeah.
Just really sore and tired muscles. So I would probably put mine at about a 4.
Like all 5 would be a 4?
Yeah, across all 5 sessions. Maybe the 6th one, a little bit more intense if that happens. Because it'd be a HIIT session if we're going to do a HIIT session. But I'd say probably, yeah, 4 or 3.5. Because
I'm really proud of you for saying that, because I thought you would say like, yeah, I do like 3 5s a week, like 3 sessions that are a 5. But like I'm really proud of you to be like, no, I'm not going that hard.
Well, it's not that I'm not going hard. Like when my set's on, it's 100%, mm-hmm. like as much as I can give in that set.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm having a good minute rest, maybe even a little bit more. And then I'm doing the exact same, you know, 8 to 15 rep range.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really like really burning a huge amount. I'm just, yeah, trying to build muscle. What about you? What do you reckon you're at?
Okay, so 5 being like, I am going to die and yeah. I cannot give anything more. Yeah. I would say 2 a week.
You really think that you're doing like
okay, one,
to death?
Okay, 1 a week. Definitely 1 a week. 100%.
Okay.
Because, okay, normally I would say 1 a week and I would be stoked with that. But lately I've just been in a really good fitness groove. I think because I'm making my new ebook, Sweat It Reload, I get to test out all of those workouts and I'm just like really passionate, really loving it.
Mm.
That like
you're
I
really
want.
Motivated.
Yeah, I'm really motivated. I don't know. I'm just really loving working out. But usually it would be like 1 session would be a 5. For you right now, are you happy with that balance?
Yeah, right now. But obviously as the weeks go on and I progress through my project comeback, I'm going to dial that up a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
put a little bit more HIIT sessions in there and a bit more functional training as well, which I'll probably throw a 5 in there.
Okay. So the reason I wanted us to scale our workouts is because I feel like for me anyway, whenever someone asks me the question, how hard do you train? Are you training hard enough? Or even if I ask myself, am I training hard enough? I always correlate that question with a number 5. With those kind of workouts where I'm like, okay, did I do a workout this week where I couldn't give any more and I was dying? However, I don't think that's a very fair question and I don't think that's a fair way to think about it, because realistically, you can't work out at that red zone level 5 every single day. And maybe you can't even do 1 a week because they are so exhausting and they're so mentally draining.
Mm.
So I just wanted this podcast to be about discussing that kind of thing and you assessing and finding out, are you working hard enough for your body and what is the optimum range to work out within that week? So let's start way back from the start.
Yeah.
As a beginner, what's your opinion with this topic? Are you training hard enough? How would you even start?
Where would you start? The first thing you do when you get a new client in as a personal trainer is you run them through a series of tests to try and work out what their maximum level is for each category. So we'll have, let's just talk about cardio and like your 1 rep max, for example. So for cardio, to try and work out what your maximum, I guess, percentage is, would be to do a beat test. And
oh, that was the worst.
It's the worst.
Everyone used to throw up at school. I was so competitive. I would nearly throw up. I just wanted to be the best girl. Did you ever throw up?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes. Footy training was tough when I was like in high school.
Guys, don't go so hard you're going to throw up, but we're just really competitive people.
I love it. If you're not feeling sick by the end of your session, you ain't working hard enough.
If you're not vomiting, you suck.
No.
I'd be the worst personal trainer.
So basically, you want to work out what your maximum fitness category is for the beep test, for example. And then after you progress through your training session, hopefully you've increased that. But that's a good place to work out where you're at. And then same as for strength, for example, you could either do a maximum push-up rep, so you just go until you die, or you could do a one rep max on the bench press or a squat or something like that, just to work out where your maximum rep range is. And I would suggest, if you are getting into like muscle building or weight training, to try and work out what that is. Do it safely, have a partner, know the technique. You need someone to teach you technique. But yeah, it is really good to know what your one rep is.
Okay.
Where would you start?
We train completely different, and I fully agree with what you were saying, and I think that applies to certain people 100%. So I think everything you said is totally valid. For me, it would first be establishing what kind of workouts you like. And that is, again, not putting pressure on yourself. So maybe start by going for an outdoor run, or, you know, finding a workout guide. Sweated, shredded. Shameless plug. No, but really. Finding a workout guide that you want to follow. See how you go with that. Maybe go to a yoga class, a Pilates class, and just find something that tickles your fancy, that sparks your interest, and see how you go with it. And not being too overly ambitious with your goals. So don't say, I'm going to run 10K today. If you've never run before, maybe go for 1K. Don't even worry about it. And then if you've reached 1K and you feel like you still have energy to give, keep going. So just make maintainable goals. But one thing that I've learned is to increase your training level. You don't necessarily have to increase the weight. For me, if I increase the weight too much, my physique changes in a way that I don't really like. Look, I think lifting weights has its place. And for me, my body and my training style, I like light weights and higher reps. It just that's what works for me.
Yeah.
But for me, I actually like to flip that on its head, and I don't really increase my weight and I don't necessarily increase my reps, but I decrease my rest periods. Mm-hmm. So usually I would do maybe a 2 kilometer run, let's say, and I would be dead. I was not a runner. I couldn't run anymore. I was done. But now I can run 2 kilometers and I can have a minute rest and I can do it again. So that's just increasing your cardiovascular fitness and just making you so much more of a dynamic and functional trainer. So for me, it's more about, decreasing my rest periods.
How would someone who's new then be able to understand, are they working at an 80% range, or are they working at a 10% range? Like, obviously that's an obvious one, but how would you know if you're a first timer?
I think one of the most important things for me was having diversity in my workouts. So I didn't know what my red zone was. Like, I didn't know what my 5 was until I did a training session that I wouldn't necessarily have put myself through. So
exactly. I'm exactly the same. Yeah, I probably would have been 3 years ago I found my red zone.
Exactly. Mm. Last year I was in a bit of a lull with my fitness routine, and I was like, you know what? I just want to do a session with a trainer and see if they can push me. Like, I know what to do in the gym. I just need someone to yell at me and call me a little girl. You know, like
everyone needs that every now and again.
I like being, I guess, I like when someone yells at me. I like tough love in the gym. Like, I like when Kurt's like, keep going. You know, I thrive off that. Some people like more of the gentle approach.
Yeah.
But I did a session and it was a rowing session, and I'm not a good rower at all. I just don't have very good back strength. Anyway, he was yelling at me in a good way, but he was like, keep going. You can do it. You can do it. And I wouldn't recommend getting to the level that I got to, but because like I honestly thought I was going to pass out, but even me getting to that point, I was like, oh my gosh, this is me fatigued. Mm. This is me tapped out. This is me at a 5. How insane that yesterday on my 5K run, where I was like, oh, I'm tired, I need to go have an apple juice, I thought that was my 5. At my actual level 5, I can't even function. I can't breathe. And it just shows you what your body can do. Now, I'm not saying you need to train like that all the time, because that is not maintainable. And I don't really think it's very good for your hormones.
Mm.
But just even trying out different workouts and finding out how to get to your 5. Because to me, I can't really do a long distance run and get to my 5. Like, I get really mentally bored. It's like not stimulating.
No.
With yoga, I'm never going to get to my 5 really. Fine with stretching, I can. Mm-hmm. But I sometimes need someone there pushing me and yelling at me. I've never really reached my 5 without another person there.
Yeah. Well, my story of getting to my 5 or getting to my red zone is a little bit different. and it was drawn across 3 days. It was when I went for my black belt in martial arts.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I think that it doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, one run or finding something in the gym, like a heavy weight to lift, like getting past that one rep. I found it from pushing my body through a limit that I've never pushed before. So just a...
Yeah, can you give us a quick debrief about how someone gets their black belt? Just like give us a few dot points.
Okay, so through the Japanese jiu-jitsu school that I train at, it used to be when I went for my black belt, it was a 3-day event. The first day you would go through all like your, what would you call them? Your patterns and like you do movements, sort of like, I'm going to say dance and I'm probably going to get smashed by a heap of jiu-jitsu people right now. It's just a pattern of martial arts moves and self-defense moves. So then you'll do some up against an opponent and they'll attack you particular ways. Anyway, this part of the session was on Friday. It started at 2 p.m. That was mainly a mental thing. It's like remembering all the things. We had our sensei there and he's like yelling at us, like telling us that we're not doing it good enough and that this is wrong and just questioning everything and just making you play tricks in your mind. So that part was just exhausting mentally. The session afterwards was one of the toughest fitness sessions that I've ever put myself through. It was like 100 burpees, 100 sit-ups, 100 push-ups, 100 froggy jumps over a partner, sit-ups. I had another higher belt, black belt above me, yelling at me the whole entire time while I was doing this thing, just screaming at me, telling me to go harder, go faster, keep moving. Then it moved into some pad work and they're like 5-minute rounds, 6 rounds of that. Anyway, the Friday night and the Friday, that was that session. It was exhausting. I was done. I felt like that was it. I should deserve my black belt after that. The next day, I woke up sore and tired and had to do 20 rounds, 2-minute rounds of sparring against 20 fresh opponents. And they tried to rip my head off. I got to round 10 and I wanted to tap out.
Really?
Yeah. Literally got to round 10 and was like, I like enjoy sparring. Sparring's like the fun part for me of it all.
It's so weird because you're such like a gentle, beautiful soul. Do you know what? Actually, Beck, my friend who I was hanging out with today, she was like, Kurt's actually the nicest human I've ever met. I'm like, right? Even my mom Instagram storied me and she was like, I miss Kurt. Tell Kurt I said hi. Oh, is Kurt coming over? And then she snuck into our apartment today to like scare Kurt and give him a cuddle.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, anyway, I'm just saying you're such a beautiful person, but when you fight, you're like it's like a different person takes over your body.
Yeah. Well, it's a sport and it's an aggressive sport. And once you leave the dojo, which is the place that you train at, you're meant to switch off and you're meant to leave everything at the door. As soon as you enter the dojo, you're meant to leave your whole day from work, your frustrations, everything at the door. You are there to train. That's the mentality of the dojo. Anyway, getting back to it. So the 20 rounds of sparring, I literally got to round 10. I was exhausted, wanted to tap out. And that was the point where I pushed through the limit. And I could... It's hard to explain. You can't actually explain.
That's the thing.
Trying
to explain. You explain for the boys and I'll explain for the girls. Yeah. What does it feel like when you get to that point? How do you know? How do you know you're like, yes, 100%. This is my red zone. This is my five. How do you know that was the hardest you could train?
Your body just takes over. You go into like a fight or flight mode. You seriously have no control. It's as if adrenaline just takes control and you get this weird semi-energy burst. You're still exhausted. You're exhausted, but for some reason you can still keep going.
Yeah.
At the end of it, I couldn't breathe. I had to lie down. I was dehydrated. I needed sugar. I was light in the head. I had to try and drive home. Yes, I'd been knocked in the head a lot of times and seen green a lot of times through the session.
Yeah.
Which is not good. But yeah, it definitely was one of those times that I've pushed through the red zone. That was where I found it. What about you?
So again, quickly, just to make a disclaimer, we do not recommend getting to this point really. Like,
no, this is just our experiences.
Yeah. And it's hard because I'm going to say my experience and how I felt. And I don't want you guys to think that you need to train to get to this level. It's just that I somehow got to this level. So now I know, oh my gosh, that's my max. If I did any more, I would die.
Mm.
So yeah, I just really want to reiterate that you don't have to get to this level because it's like, insane.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay. And like we said before, we never train to a five.
No. Wait, and lots of the time it's accidental because I want to impress my trainer. Okay, so...
Well, you don't want to impress me?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. At the start. Actually, we should talk about that one time. One of our first dates was at the gym. Yeah. And like, I was totally in the zone then. But anyway, whatever. I'm getting on a tangent.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've reached my red zone. Yeah, I'm going to say twice. One was doing rowing and one was the other day doing sprints. Oh, okay. My gosh. So... I fully agree with what you said. It's like your body takes over because I feel like in a lot of my sessions, it's up to me and my mind to motivate me. I'm like, okay, keep going, Ceci, you got this, like 10 more reps. When you get to that red zone, that zone where it's like your complete fatigue and it is the hardest that your body can possibly train, you don't need to give yourself that motivation anymore. It just happens. Your body just does it and goes through the motions.
Yeah. You go into like autopilot. It's so weird.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I was running and I was on the treadmill just doing sprints and I had, I think it was 10 seconds to go. And your red zone can only last maybe a couple of seconds. Like you can't work out at that zone for, I wouldn't even say a minute. Mm. So my red zone was 10 seconds, but it was crazy. Like I was running. I had 10 more seconds to go. Literally everything went like white. My body just totally took over. I ended up doing it, but I fully agree. I had to lay on the floor for I think like 10 minutes and just get my breath back. Mm. And as much as I was like, whoa, like I definitely pushed myself too hard, I was like, that is my limit. So whenever now if I'm running my 5K, I think back to that. And I'm like, if I could have got to that limit, I can do this 5K. Yeah. I can do this 2K. I can do one more burpee. You remember that limit and you're like, that was my maximum. If I can do that, I can do any of these workouts written down.
Mm. It'd be interesting to get like a sports scientist in to like ask what actually happens in that period of, of the red zone. Because I don't know what happens. Hey, like it's just an automative thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, okay. If you were going to sum up, are you training hard enough? What would you say to someone if they came up to you on the street and they said, dude, I'm training five times a week. I don't know if I'm training hard enough. How do I know? How would you sum that up to them? In a brief little answer.
I think if you're questioning it, you're obviously not training hard enough.
That's mind-blowing. Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's a really good answer.
I think if at the end of each session, you're walking away with it from some sort of satisfaction, I think that you've definitely had a good session. If you're questioning it and going, oh, should I be training harder? I think you need to be training harder.
Yeah, and I would agree.
If you're on your phone in the gym as well.
Oh my gosh.
I think you're not training hard enough.
Yeah.
You're in a different place. Like I said before, this comes back to
you're on a roll with these great little answers.
Yeah, we're there. It's like treat the gym as your dojo. When you enter the door of the gym, you're there to train.
Yeah.
Focus on that. The minute you leave the gym behind you. Go home and do what you were doing beforehand. But just 1 hour. 1 hour is all you need to focus.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. I would say I wouldn't even do it on a daily basis. For me, it's like a weekly thing, a weekly reflection. So today, for instance, I went and did some stair sprints, but it was really, really chill because I woke up this morning feeling so good about my week. I didn't reach my five at all. This week, I think that my last five was last week.
That's but fine.
All of my workouts were like a 3 to a 4 and I was loving them. I was killing them. I was leaving the gym sweating. By the way, sweat doesn't equal a good workout.
No.
But, you know, I was still sweating. I was having a good workout. I was really, really enjoying them. So this morning I woke up and I was like, no pressure. Like I went, did the stair sprints with my friend. We did like 10 runs up and down and then we left. And it was just so nice to feel no pressure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I was like, I've given it as much as I could during the week. So today I can just sit back and enjoy it and do whatever my body feels that's right today.
Yeah. I don't think about it that hard, really. Like, I remember when I was a kid starting in the gym, my dad said to me once, he was like, if you're too tired and you're not in the zone, go home.
Your sister said that to me.
Famous words of Jeff Tils.
Yeah, the Tilses. They know. No, honestly, because I went through a stage. Oh, guys. I went through a stage. This is why I'm so happy right now in the gym because I'm actually loving it.
Yeah.
But I went through a stage where before every single workout, I would have anxiety, proper anxiety.
See,
because
that's so weird to me because I've never had that feeling.
But it's because you can motivate yourself really well. I put pressure on myself to try to reach that 5 or even like a 4.5 every session. So before me and you started dating, all I had was the gym.
Yeah.
I was honestly at the gym for 2 hours a day. People would come up to me and ask if I was on Ninja Warrior. Like, that's how fit I was.
You could do like 20 chin-ups. I was impressed.
It was insane. So even our first date, I wasn't even embarrassed. Like, I wasn't even caring about what you were thinking about me in the gym, because the gym, like you said, was my dojo.
Yeah.
And I just would smash it and kill it. So when we started dating and I had, I guess, a more maintainable, realistic relationship with the gym,
mm-hmm.
I would compare all of my workouts to single Sezzy, where I was thrashing the gym, doing, like you said, 20 chin-ups, 50 burpees, 5 kilometer run, literally killing the gym for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I would compare my 45-minute really good session to that. So to me, I was still failing.
So what kept you so motivated through a 2-hour session when you were, okay, besides the fact that you were lonely, what, there had to be something else that was driving you through that session? Because I saw the way you used to train, and you were training like an athlete. You were really fit.
I think at the start it was because I didn't want to go home. Like, I didn't want to be at home and deal with my reality and be alone
but
and
that was
be sad.
The only motivation?
Yeah, well, okay. And I'm just going to like be a little bit anticlimactic. I really liked my music at that point. Like, I was really, really into my gym playlist.
Okay.
So every day I would download new music and then I would just want to go to the gym and listen to it.
I
started seeing results. I started seeing, like, I never had lean arms, and I started seeing like my shoulders get a bit more defined. And when you see results, it's addictive.
Yeah. It becomes like a drug then.
Totally. So I guess it started off me being like sad, and then I would increase my workouts. So then when I started to see like a little more definition, I was like, oh, I'll like do a couple more burpees.
Mm.
And then obviously it got too intense and I got too obsessed, and I'm totally fine to admit that.
Let's go to your mentality then. I remember you were doing a photo shoot for UFC gym.
Oh,
you're becoming like the face of it, whatever. You ran on it for about 3 months or so as the face of
something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Before the photo shoot was probably the best physique Sarah had ever been in. And we first started dating. And I remember you looking in the mirror and looking at your arms and saying, I need to gain a little bit more muscle on my shoulders. And I was speechless. Like, I thought, like, no, you're perfect the way you are.
Aww.
Yeah, no, but really.
I know.
But it's not that you were anorexic or you had an eating disorder or anything like that. It was
I just had full-on body dysmorphia, I think. I just was so obsessed and I was so fixated on the physique and the look that I couldn't even appreciate how fit I was. Because I look back then and I'm like, why didn't I just froth on the fact that I could do 20 chin-ups? Because nowadays, like, I'm confident, I'm happy in my body.
Hmm.
And I'm really content. I love my training. I've learned to love my body, but I don't look like I did back then.
No.
You know, I'm fit
you still
and healthy.
Look great. Yeah.
But back then was like, if you know, I lost my period.
You were pretty much like a physique, like what do you call it? Bikini model, whatever they are.
Yeah, I was super, super lean. But it's just sad because then I just cared about the abs. I look back, I'm like, why didn't I do crazy cool things with my workouts when I could lift myself 20 times, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know how we got onto this topic, but it's just, I'm really happy now that I'm genuinely loving my workouts, and every single day is different.
Yeah.
And I think for me, that's how I maintain my good sessions.
Yeah.
I know you're very different. You love the gym. I love the gym, but I only love the gym 3 times a week. I need to go outside, or if you live in a colder climate or if you don't even like the outdoors, just go somewhere else. Go to do a workout in your room. Do a little Pilates session. Go to a yoga class if you can. I usually do like one stair session outside. I'll do 2 outdoor beach sessions with my friend, not necessarily at the beach, but we have like this park near our house and we can do like little step ups and stuff. Then I'll do 2 sessions at the gym and then 1 miscellaneous. So maybe I'll do 1 yoga class, 1 walk along the beach. And I do walk every morning with Kurt to the station.
Yeah, I think at this point in time, my training is mainly focused on the gym. But obviously, as the weeks go on, I would love to get back into my martial arts as well. Surf a little bit more. And also do some more functional style training sessions and a run every now and again. Like, I also enjoy mixing it up, but right now my focus is on lifting heavy weights.
And if you're enjoying that, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think we should segue into our codes, because our codes have to do with this topic.
Yeah.
I'll start.
Yeah.
Everybody, get your card books out, get your pen, because I'm about to drop some tips. Okay. Hashtag code numero one. Sucker, I got the first code. Number one, under the fitness category, it would be, don't consider a rest day or a chill workout a fail or a waste. Like I said, when I went through my crazy gym stage, if I didn't leave the gym sweating my face off, feeling like I did a five, I felt guilty. And nowadays, I'm like, I'm just happy if I go out and move my body. So I think for some people, they just need to hear that tip and they go, oh, okay, that's nice to know. Like, I'll just go to the gym. Other people like myself, I needed to experience that and experience that I don't need to get to a five every single day to feel accomplished and feel proud of myself.
Yeah.
Like I said, today, I cut my session short because my mom messaged me and was like, do you want to go get a smoothie? And I was like, yeah, totally. But I left my stair session feeling really good and really empowered because at least I got up, I moved my body, I made that decision to try to increase my day, make my day a little more happy, a little more positive, and I still moved my body. So it's like just being gentle and kind on yourself and assessing, do you need that rest day? If you do, that's okay.
Yeah.
You don't even need to go on a walk, just chill. It's like you said, you're trying to make your rest days rest.
Yeah. Yeah, your body needs to rest.
Yeah, so that's
it's really important.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that tip. That's good.
Thanks.
I think my tip is going to be back to the martial arts thing. Treat the gym as your dojo. Even if it means getting an Apple Watch or something, just something, some reason that you can leave your phone in the car so it's not a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the phone in the car, go into the gym for that hour to hour and a half session, whatever it be, and just smash out as hard as you can in that session.
Get wireless earphones, definitely.
Oh, that's a go-to,
that's
isn't
life,
it?
That's life-changing because you don't have to touch your phone.
It doesn't have to be in your pocket.
When I go for that's the reason. Honestly, that's the reason I got an Apple Watch. Hashtag so not sponsored, no I wish. Apple sponsor us. But that's the reason I got an Apple Watch because when I went on my runs, I didn't want to have my phone. I didn't want to see a beautiful sunrise and be like, I need an Insta story. Like, just be in the moment and train.
Yeah.
I'm in the dojo, man.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, good. To finish off our podcast, yeah. I thought it would be so much fun to do a Q&A because obviously we want to talk about things that you guys want to hear. And what better way than to open up the floor to you guys? So we've screenshot. We haven't discussed what ones we want to talk about.
I've only screenshotted two, so I might have to find another one halfway through this.
That's
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Nice prep, man. So we screenshotted some and we're going to shout out your Instagram handle and then read your questione. Like I said, totally haven't planned this. Just like the whole podcast, if you can't tell, because we're all over the place. Whatever. Okay, I'll start. This is... No, why do I pick the hardest
gonna
name?
This is going to be hard.
Okay. No, oh, gosh.
Guys, get easy to pronounce Instagram tags.
And
please.
Especially for Kurt, because like...
Oh, I really struggle with reading and writing.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. Okay. Kurt has dyslexia, but like it's cool. It's part of your story.
Yeah, it's
we'll,
true.
We'll
it's
get
true.
To that in a career one. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Okay, anyway. Enough of your dyslexia. Okay. The first one is Natasja Botha 5. Killed it.
All right.
Do you have cheat days?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Define cheat. Let's make this quick. What's your kind of cheat day? Go.
Ice cream. Love ice cream. But you know what? Actually, our cheat day will be like one meal. It's not necessarily a day. What about yours?
I don't call it a cheat day because I love the way that I eat. And I honestly crave healthy food. And people are like, as if. I'm like, no, really. I crave fruit and nut mix.
So true.
I guess my cheat day, I wish I could say I didn't reward myself with food, but I totally do. But mine's more portion control. So like if I'm like, yes, I just did some crazy event. Like we just launched our ebook. Let's go to Grilled and get 7 burgers instead of one. So mine's like a portion control thing.
I like it. Okay, I'm going to move on to my one. Oh, sorry, guys. Eliza Hod in Not. Eliza Hodinot.
Just act confident.
Eliza Hodinot. Okay. Can you discuss stomach fat? I see so many people with zero stomach fat. I mean, fitness gurus like yourself and also every Joe Blow. So in other words, I'm just going to shorten this. How to get rid of stomach fat. What are your thoughts on it?
Okay. We are both very similar in this aspect. So everyone's body obviously holds fat in different spots. And unfortunately, you cannot spot reduce, which means you can't just pinpoint as much abs crunches as you want to do. You're not just going to spot reduce that fat at that area, unfortunately. And you can't decide where you store your fat. So for me, I store my fat in my arms and my thighs.
Yeah.
Kurt stores his fat on his love handles. Is that correct?
Yeah, probably about lower back.
My
stomach doesn't really gain much fat at all.
Exactly. So both of us are quite lucky in the fact that if we, you know, tone up or we're a little bit more shredded, we have abs really, really easily. Whereas like my sister is the opposite. She has really, really skinny legs, really skinny arms, but she does hold her fat in her on her tummy. If she does have fat, that's where she would hold it. So unfortunately, if you want to get rid of fat anyway, you have to get rid of
overall body fat.
And unfortunately, if the first place you store it is your tummy, that's going to be the last place that it leaves.
Yeah, and there's no hacks to it. No matter how many sit-ups you do, it unfortunately is just that one location.
And the things with sit-ups, so any ab exercises, it's going to develop your abdominals, the muscle underneath the fat.
And they'll grow and that's great. Become better.
But if you really want to get that flat ab look, you do have to lose the fat on top of the abs. So that's the answer to that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
This is a double whammy question. This is by BJ Ward XX. How to know what types of workouts are best for your body and how to know if you're an AM or a PM person. Curtis, you started with the AM and PM.
I actually screenshotted this one as well.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
How to work out if you're an AM or PM person. I think that just comes with time and you just eventually work out what you are. Mm-hmm.
Try both.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it a crack. Try working late at night and try working early in the morning and see what is better for you. But I struggle in the mornings. It takes me a good 2 hours to wake up properly. Like I really struggle. Late at night, I'm up and about. Yeah. So I'm a night person. I get easily distracted in the morning and during the day. That's all I've got to say on that really.
And how do you know what workout's best for you?
Is this talking in terms of fitness, like when to train?
Fitness, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I think I read a study ages ago about this and it was saying as across the board, most people at midday is their best training threshold. But I disagree with that. And my best training threshold is definitely late afternoon. I think I've trained my body to be that way from working as a tradie and finishing work and then not getting into the gym until 6 o'clock at night. So that's how I've worked out that I train better at afternoon. What about you?
I said, what type of workout?
Type of workout?
Yes. What type of workout is best? Like, she means
time
for workout. Oh my gosh, Curtis. She means boxing, dancing, yoga, Pilates.
Just try them all out. Give them all a crack.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm an AM gal, 100%, because I'm in a really good mind frame in the morning. So I have like a lot of energy, but I'm in a really good mood. I'm in a really good headspace and I'm motivated and I'm excited for life. So I like to get my workouts done in the morning. And also for me, I think it sets my day up well. So if I work out before 11, I'm more inclined to have a productive day and to be really healthy and make good decisions. Whereas I'm really, I'm like notorious for saying, okay, I'll work out at 4:00. And then like pushing it back. Oh, I'll work out at 5:00. And then I push it back more. And then I work out at 6:00. So I just like make excuses and I get really tired. And I like my nighttime routine. Like I like to wind down. Yeah. So I'd rather work out in the morning and then really enjoy my time with you at nighttime and like chill. So I'm an AM girl. And same with
work. That's if I'm not at the gym.
Exactly. But like working out wise, just try different things. See what resonates with you.
Yeah.
Only because I do crazy plyometric bodyweight circuits doesn't mean that you have to. You can just like.
Well, you only found love for boxing after doing a session with me when we first started dating. So,
I love boxing.
You just got to put yourself out there and try new things.
Yeah.
That's how you find out what you enjoy doing. Okay. Next one. Cosette Minna.
Oh, my gosh. This is the worst.
I got to pass it over to you.
What? Okay.
How do you say that?
Cosette Minna.
Cosette
Minna. I know. I tried to say it with Cosette confidence. Minna. Anyway. Why do you pick the longest comments?
Because they're interesting ones. I found them interesting. Hi there. She's all the way from South Africa. So hello. right here, let's get into the question. Basically, the question is, after not dating for so long, how did we know that it was right to move in together, basically? And how do we know that we're right for each other? So we're onto a relationship topic. Ooh, Sezzy, this is your forte. Give us a rundown. You were the one that was questioning us moving in together a lot. So what was your thought process that went into this?
When you decide you can poop in front of him, it's time to shack up.
Can you actually, though?
No, I'm still working on it. Our moving in situation, to be honest, it was a bit situational. Yep. So I was at a place where it's like I needed more space. I needed room to film. And I love my family, but we got to the point where it's like five adults living in one house.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need space. So I think lucky for us, it's worked out. And I love living with you, like genuinely so much. It's so much fun. But I think ideally you don't really want to move in with someone like, I don't know, how long we were going out for, like 4 months.
Yeah.
But then again, no, I retract that. I retract that. I feel like when you know, you know. And we just like,
you do.
We got along so well. And I'm not going to say we don't fight because we definitely do. But I feel like you just know if you're right for each other. And you bring out the best in me. I was saying this to someone the other day.
You bring out the best in me. Thank you.
Do I know?
No, not at all.
No, I feel like you bring out the best in me.
Yeah.
And was the other part of that question, how do you know if you're right for each other?
Yeah.
I guess that. Kurt is so mellow and so chill, and whatever you hear and whatever you see on my vlogs, that is the true depiction of him. He's silly, also really sensitive.
I embarrass myself sometimes, guys.
Oh my gosh, yeah, seriously. But I'm like more high strung and more bossy and like a hustler.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Kurt mellows me out and he chills me out, and you bring out the best side in me.
And you tighten me up.
Great. Oh. So tight. I don't take that as a compliment. I'm death-staring him right now.
I know. If look could kill, your look was killing me then. It still is. how did I know? I was really chill about it and I was all for it. Living so far apart from each other, that was really what made it easy for us to do. Yeah, it was really tough trying to travel to and fro from each other's house. How do we know? How do I know we're good for each other? It just felt right. Like it's a
weird
thing.
Did you know after our first date, he went home and said that I was the girl he was going to marry?
Now I look like a chump.
We're not engaged. No, we're not married, by the way, everybody. No. But, you know.
I was buzzing after our first meeting. After our first meeting.
Our scheduled meeting with agenda.
Ooh, it was such a fabulous time. Back in the day when Sarah and I went rock climbing for our first.
And you were late.
Yeah, I was late.
And then you didn't eat because you were so nervous.
No, I was sick.
No, you were nervous.
I rock climbed so hard.
You were so nervous.
Trying to impress you.
I thought you were a player. I full on thought you were a player.
Why?
Because I thought you were really good looking. And like, you were really cool. And honestly, you were so nice and so funny. And we had the same interests. I was like, this guy is too good to be true. So even I went home and my parents were like, how was your day kind of thing? And I was like, I can't talk about it because I'm going to jinx it, because I didn't want to get embarrassed. I didn't want to like go home and be buzzing about you and be like, oh my gosh, this guy's amazing. And then I'm like, oh, he's seeing another girl. Honestly.
Or there would be a letdown. Like my thing was like, she's not going to contact me back. She's not going to call me back. Whatever. It's done.
That's why I was so cold to you. How cold was I at the start?
Yeah, you wouldn't let me touch you.
Yeah, I was like, don't hold my hand.
I seriously thought I'd been friend zoned. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure I've been friend zoned.
Yeah, I was obsessed.
This will last
with you.
A week.
I was obsessed with you. I went and told my friends. I was like, you guys, I'm obsessed with this boy. His name's Kurt. He's like so beautiful. And then when I'd see you, I'd be like, hey.
You were like that. You were like that. Yeah. But don't worry. The feelings were mutual.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
Should we make this the last question and then wrap this up?
Yeah, well, let me pick a good one.
Can you hurry up? Oh, gosh, okay, you're so slow on your phone. Pick a good one. Progressive getting louder.
Okay. I'll give you the question. Do you either want a relationship one? I feel like the listener. I keep getting the words with like
this
YouTube.
This is not YouTube.
I know, sorry.
Pod life now.
Poddy. Do you think, I think the listeners like their relationship questions, or do you want a health and fitness question?
We've been health and fitness all night. Let's
Fab.
Do more
okay.
relationship.
Okay, ready to get real.
Dear.
For the boys, for Kurt's friends who are listening, get ready to.
For my mates.
Yeah,
For the boys.
The boys.
Okay, get ready because like it's about to get real. All
right.
You're about. By the way, Kurt is like really, really romantic. He acts too cool for school, but you're like so lovely and romantic.
Yeah, you wait till I answer this question.
No, come on, be real. Okay. Cassie.baker with a double R.
Ooh.
Cassie? Casey. I think it's Casey. Casey Baker. Don't know if he's American, but I just did it anyway.
It's a guy.
Yeah, I think it's... Oh my gosh, I hope it's a guy. Wait, let me go into their profile. Oh, it's a screenshot.
That took me a while to realize what you're talking about.
I was tapping it. I was like, Casey? It's
a screenshot. Why is it not working when I tap the screen?
Anyway, Casey Baker, you have a beard. I'm assuming you're a man.
Definitely a bloke. Okay, let's go on.
Otherwise, if you're a girl, it's totally fine as well.
Yeah.
Okay, where do you guys see yourselves in 5 years?
Where do we see ourselves?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What? 5 years is a long time.
Why are you putting a dampener on this question? This is a girl. Do you know what? This is the pivotal question when you're like, okay, are we going to be together forever? And you're like, so, and you pretend to say it casually. Oh my gosh, girls listening. Don't you think you try to like suss out this question with your boyfriend and you're just like eating ice cream, chilling out and you're like, oh, like just like wondering, just being chill, no worries. I'm just like, what did you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah.
And if they shrug and go, I don't know, you're like, you're dead to me.
Yeah. This is where I get real nervous and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't say anything wrong right now.
Shut
5 years.
Shut up.
Okay. We'll be married. We'll have kids. 5 years is like, it's obvious. That's going to happen.
Oh my
I knew this. She's crying. She started tearing up. Look,
no,
she's got tears in her
it's
eyes.
It's called sweat because we don't have air conditioning. We've been through this in episode
Here we go into
once.
The clucky thing again.
Are you done? Is that it? We are married with have little surfy babies.
Well, hopefully, yeah, hopefully. And hopefully we're still podcasting. Like if everyone listens to us still, like I want to be podcasting still. I like talking into a microphone.
I know.
This is fun.
I hope we have air conditioning.
Yeah, but a quiet air
and
conditioning.
And a puppy.
Oh, yeah, we need a dog. We'll have a dog. We'll have some kids. Surfy Grom kids.
Surfy Grommies. I hope they don't smell like you. I'm serious. No. You have this weird skin smell.
Well, they're going to be hyperactive like me. So, you know what? Sucker!
No. You're so hard to deal with already.
Yeah, good. Imagine two more running around like crazy.
You mean seven.
What?
I'm kidding. But yeah, I totally agree. Right. Like, babies, dogs. Potties, YouTubes,
grams.
And still loving our fitness. I'm just like...
I don't think that we'll ever lose that love for
I agree. I think we'll just evolve, change it up.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, I hope we answered that for you. I feel like we went on so many tangents, but like...
we got off topic
I feel
so
like
much.
That's a potty, right?
Yeah, sure.
Life of the pod star. Do you even pod?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Pod.
So, thank you very much for listening into our podcast tonight, guys. I'm going to wrap this up because I'm in charge.
This is cute. You're trying to wrap
up. I'm KJ Tills. Follow me on Instagram.
By the way, you just did a peace sign.
Peace. KJ Tills. It's spelled KJTILSE, if you were wondering. And make sure you follow the.healthcode. Give us a review as well. We love seeing so many of the reviews came through and how overwhelmed were we with the response. On this podcast.
Very, very overwhelmed.
It was crazy. We got top of the charts on iTunes.
We were trending number one, guys. Like, what the actual heck?
You guys are amazing. And thank you so much for the support. Like,
thank you so much.
We were jumping around the house. We were so excited.
Even like my parents sent me screenshots. And they're like, oh my gosh, we don't know what this means, but we're so stoked. But we do have a whole book full of different topic ideas. So like I said, there's like health ones and fitness and relationships and lifestyle. But if you guys want specific things answered or if you want us to dive into a podcast just about one thing, definitely let us know. Even go onto our Instagram and you can leave a comment there or go onto my Instagram, Sarah's_day, because that is where you wanna be, gals and boys, but mostly gals because we talk about periods and poops. You know how it is. Kurt said, give us a good review, give us a good rating, and thank you again so much for your enthusiasm and your support about our first podcast.
It's been amazing. We genuinely are so happy that we have such amazing people following our journey. It's incredible. It honestly is. And you all say such nice things. We wish we could reply to each and every single one of your messages you send us.
We
really do try. We read every single one. replying to every single one would be a full-time job in itself. Yeah. And but we, I promise you, we read every single one.
Yeah, but yeah. We hope you enjoyed this podcast, and hopefully we didn't go off on a tangent about poop too much. But anyway.
This might happen a lot.
Yeah, and let us know what kind of format you liked for this episode. If you liked the weekly wrap.
Yeah. Waka, waka, waka.
Wow. The questions, the codes, and the Q&As. But that's going to do it for us at The Health Code. And we'll see you guys in our next potty.
See you later, guys.
Bye. Yeah, that's right. I get the last say. Oh, you dirty idiot.
You're such a douche.